This episode contains subject matter which may be unsuitable for ages 15 and under. Listener discretion is advised.
Removal of bad habits.
All right. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Be Old, the podcast series where we discuss an eclectic mix of issues, subjects and themes, all from the unique perspective of the older person. No subjects off limits. My name's Alan, and I'll be your host for today's show. And of course, to help me with our discussion on today's theme, I have in the studio with me our panel of guests from episode 1, who are all older community members from the northern suburbs of Adelaide. Lynn, Flo, Cynthia and Rose, hi, how are you all?
Hello.
Very well, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Social connection, inclusion and participation. Why is it important for those over 65? There's increasing evidence that developing and maintaining social connection, inclusion and participation as we age is one of the keys to healthy ageing. In fact, in January 2016, a report on isolation and loneliness amongst senior Victorians titled "Ageing is Everyone's Business" was released by the Commissioner for Senior Victorians and found that seniors need more opportunities to join, attend and participate in clubs, groups, organisations and activities in the community. So what activities should we be considering for access by seniors? Well, we here at BOLD, always keen to be at the vanguard of social innovation for the older person, are interested in looking at groups, clubs and organisations which offer activities that encourage a wide age range to join, as we feel this would increase the effectiveness of those activities as a tool to promoting social connection for the older participant. However, after a thorough investigation, well, a couple of hours on Google, we came to the realisation that activities which are accessible and of interest to all ages from 18 up to 90 plus were a bit thin on the ground, but we eventually did manage to stumble across one type of activity that seemed to fit the bill. According to one organisation which caters to this type of activity, you are never too old. We get people of all ages. Age is irrelevant at Pilwarren. So who or what is Pilwarren? Pilwarren is one of a number of clubs in South Australia which caters to nudists. Yes, you've probably guessed by now that today's episode is all about nudism and nudity for the over 65s. We are actually all clothed in here at the moment. I feel maybe we should take our clothes off, but no, I think okay. That was a bridge too far. Oh, Lynn, please.
You start first, Alan.
It's always the man who has to start first, isn't it? Actually, Nestor's in there. He's got his gear off. So Nestor's our sound engineer, but he's behind that window, so he's quite safe. Oh, give us a wave. Oh, no, with your hand, Nestor. Thank you. Panel. What do you think about nudity, first of all, for the over 65? Lynn?
Well, really, not for me. I can't imagine going nude outside the house. I do it inside the house, but not outside the house. I can't imagine seeing people my age with all my rolls and my bulges and my sagging body bearing it to the rest of the world. They would shudder if they saw me.
You mean your physical roles? You're not talking about my role as a mother and my role as
a
mother.
No. My bulges and roles.
Well, Cynthia, is that a problem, you think, for over 65s and nudity?
For me personally, it's not a problem. It's fantastic to shower in the nude. Obviously.
Obviously.
Well, you know, some people may be shy and they're not that liberated, but I think freedom for over 65, nudity is a wonderful thing.
Now, Rose, being the senior member of the group, so what do you think about nudity once you're over 65?
Well, I'm not sure the world's ready for my bits and bobs, that's for sure. But look, if you want to do it, just go for it. I mean, I did it a few years ago, but I'm not sure that I can do it now, not really.
Oh, we might get into that later. So, Flo, you've been very quiet there.
I was waiting for my turn.
Don't wait for your turn. You'll never get a word in edgewise.
Well, you did call people by name, so I didn't want to interrupt. But anyway, I find nudity very liberating. I haven't actually done it in the general public, but I've often done skinny dipping in the family pool. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. And depending on the place, I'd be willing to give it a go.
So I think we're all comfortable with nudity at home. Mm-hmm. What about nudity in a public place? In particular, a nudist colony or a nudist group organisation.
Well, apparently, it makes you accept your body more and gives your self-confidence a boost, so I've been told. So perhaps I should try it.
Perhaps we should all try it. Perhaps we should go on an outing and have a little visit to one of these nudist colonies.
Oh, that would be a good idea.
Shall we?
Yes,
I think that sounds like a plan.
Just not quite yet. We've got another 15 minutes to go.
Well, I think we can hang on that long.
Wait till the warm weather comes.
You look better in the cold weather, darling.
We could try it now, like Alan suggested a moment ago.
Might blow the mics, darling.
What a good idea.
Would there be any special issues that an older person would have that perhaps a younger person might not have in a nudist colony? What do you think, or in a nudist organisation?
Well, the tan lines, for one thing. Can you imagine an older woman from the chest down to the waist and then from the...
Hold on, Lynn, I'm just imagining that.
Lower?
No, I'm having trouble.
The lower abdomen down to the thighs. You would have lines when you lifted those portions of your body.
Well, Lynn, you really wouldn't have a tan line, would you? Because no. From the neck down to your
you'd
waist,
be covered.
You'd be covered. Mm. So, no
but if,
tan
if
lines.
Somebody...
But if you lift them up, it would be white.
White, that's what I'm trying to say. Yes.
Well, I think that we should all go to a place where we can achieve a fantastic all-over tan. Before we ventured out in the general public, and we might feel a bit more confident.
Well, we better not let our upper body do a bit of a swing, because you'd end up with these little white patches showing.
Well, you don't necessarily have to be old, Lynn, to have those problems.
Mm, that's right.
So, you know, find the group that's more suitable for you and join them.
Well, I like to carry my phone. Where will I carry that?
Well, now that's an interesting thing. They do have, according to some of the websites, something called a bum bag. And apparently the bum bag can be used to put things in that you might need while you're being free and nude.
Like your keys and your phone.
Not sure if you'd need your keys, but your phone possibly.
Why would you need your phone, Lynn?
Oh, you never know. Why do I want to send a photograph?
Oh, a selfie.
I've never taken a selfie. I've heard about them.
I'll teach you how.
I'm all open to suggestions.
So you can send your selfie to somebody you like.
Oh.
I won't mention names.
No, don't. Please don't. And I don't think I'd like to be in on a selfie. The family would be shocked to start with.
Tan lines is one of the things that we've come up with as probably a potential problem if we're over 65. Anything else that would be a potential problem?
Well, you did say we could talk about anything.
You can talk about anything? Well, I'll just check with the lawyers. Hold on a second. I've got my phone here.
Okay, we did. Yes, you did say anything.
I've got back an answer, almost anything.
Well, the older person, you know, they do have bladder problems. How would that go? You know, what would you do, girls?
I don't know if that actually changes when you are nudist. I think there's still the same mechanism for bladder problems.
But where do you go?
Where do you go? Well, that's an interesting... I think they do have toilet blocks.
But you mightn't be in time to get there. You have to get there in time, Alan.
Well, of course, I'm talking from the man's point of view once again. We don't really sort of worry about that, so that a handy tree will help us.
Well, Well, that's right. Equality. We'll just go behind a bush
you
or a tree.
You carry a branch with you.
No, darling, just go behind a bush or a tree and bingo.
Yeah, what if there's no... What, on the beach?
Why not? I'd just go Boulder. Into the ocean. Or behind
excuse
a sand dune.
Excuse me, I just want to have a little squat.
Well, that's okay. Equality. Squatters' rights.
Well, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, good thinking.
As I'm speaking to Rose, I'm looking at Judy Dench. She is just a dead ringer. Judy Dench is a dead ringer for our Rose.
But that's just in the face. We don't know about the rest of the body.
And she's done nudity, so why can't we?
Well, that's true. You know, anything she can do, I can do.
And you just
can
stay do near better. The toilet block.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Mm. I'm in. Mm.
Right, so we're one all warm weekend, we'll have to go to one of these nudist colonies.
Okay.
Then.
Later.
Company's going.
Who's going to go out the door first?
If we went to a beach, though, like Maslin's.
Yes.
I can't imagine going there. Imagine that all that sand where you could get it.
You walk on the wind.
It could get. Arrive is not windy.
Don't sit down.
From experience, has anyone here actually done any nude sunbathing? Oh, Nesta has.
No, I haven't. He must have some experience.
Our sound technician has done.
He should come and give his ideas.
I have, but only in the privacy of a back garden and it had high walls.
I've actually been to Maslin's Beach.
Oh, have you, Alan?
Oh. And?
We used to train there when we played
train
football.
Train for what?
Train for football.
It's a male thing, you know.
It was a male thing, so we went down there for some male bonding.
I began to wonder.
We did have to keep our football boots on, but apart from that, we were training in au naturel. I have to say that some of those sand dunes that we had to get up and down, sometimes you're a bit slower than the other people, so it was all right if you were sort of very quick at going up sand dunes, because you were always in front, but if you're quite slow like me and laborious going up those sand dunes, there was quite a lot of my teammates up ahead of me, and I saw things. I even saw what they had for breakfast sometimes.
The mind boggles.
The mind did boggle. That wasn't the only thing that boggled.
Did you have a lot weighing you down, Alan?
No, I didn't have a lot weighing me down. I wish I did. That's for another subject. What about family? If you'd suddenly decided that you were interested in trying some nude sunbathing or going to a nudist colony, what would you say to the family? Would you tell the family?
Oh, I would.
Oh, I would too.
Yeah.
Of course.
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I can't imagine what the family would think.
Well, they'd be a bit shocked to start with.
Yeah, that would be very shocked.
They're always telling me to try and do new things.
Oh, you're lucky then, yes.
I think so. I'll suddenly become power of attorney and stick me in a nursing home.
Lynn, give me a sort of a conversation piece. You've got some lovely grandchildren. You've got them round for dinner. Oh, Cynthia, I've got them round for dinner.
No, you're they have me having, around for dinner.
Oh, they'll have you around for dinner?
I don't cook anymore, darling.
You're having your lasagna and your peas, your frozen peas.
That's right. No, they cook better than that. That's my cooking, not them. No, I've got
a... So you're having a conversation, you're talking,
yes,
you're chatting away. Oh, I've had a wonderful day. Grandma, what do they call you, Grandma?
Nana.
What are you doing tomorrow? Yeah. I'm going to... How would you phrase that?
Tomorrow I'm going with my group of friends from drama and we're going to have some full body painting. So we have to be all nude. And I can imagine they would say, wow, good on you, Nana. We'll come and watch.
I don't think they'd come and watch me, but they wouldn't mind if I went.
I think they would disown me.
I don't think they'd want to watch somehow.
That's on my bucket list.
But then I have heard that nudity in public is a great leveller. You never know whether the person is a politician or a pauper. No way to judge.
That's true. We're all made the same.
Same, yeah. Well that's questionable.
Within reason.
But
some a bit more than
at
others.
The real level, and you just
exactly
socialise with everybody.
some people, in my past life, I've done a bit of running, and I can remember one of our hills runs. After that, you could go and have a shower if you wanted to. And not naming any names, but there was one of our famous Pollies up there who was, after the run, just got up there in the nude and showered in free as a bird. And I thought at the time, how liberating and a liberated mind he had.
Do tell, who was it?
I don't want to be in any liable things here.
We might have trouble with the lawyers there.
Yes, that's right. I shall tell you after. But it's the truth. I mean, you know, it happened.
And then when you see them clothes, I didn't recognise you with your clothes.
Well, that's right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Is that why people say to me, oh, I didn't recognise you, Cynthia?
Well, I think going to a beach on a beautiful day, it would be ideal. I know it would be a bit, how can I put it, you know, you'd sort of be a bit nervous about it. Mm. But you can always take a newspaper. And,
and
if things get a bit too sort of crowded, you can sit down and open your newspaper.
You'd have to take a towel with you to sit on.
I don't know whether that would be allowed. I know they've got some sort of
You'd have to sit
padding.
On your newspaper then, because you imagine the sand.
Well, it gets into your bathers anyway, doesn't it? So really, it's not
better
without
them, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is correct etiquette. I'm just looking on the website for, I think this is for Tindo Nudist Club, which is up in the Barossa Valley. They're talking about something called a bum towel. So what are they? So simply a bum towel is a towel, usually, or another item, so maybe newspaper, that a nudist sits on when using communal furniture.
That's fair enough.
It's considered good nudist etiquette, apparently, to have a bum towel.
I think that would be a marvellous idea. I don't think I'd like to go and sit on a chair where another
bum has been sat
on. A nude bum had been.
No.
Or bums.
Or bums.
Whose bumsy-wumsy is this?
Lynn, you talked about it's a great leveller.
Mm.
Don't you think that people would sort of still try to outdo one another with their bum towels?
Oh, definitely. I would.
The mind boggles. What else can you do with a bum towel?
I would make sure I had a very bright coloured.
Oh, you would.
I would.
I'm sitting here looking at Lynn's hair and she'd definitely have bright coloured towel.
Mm-hmm. I would. Probably a bright purple with some blue, very iridescent blue flowers
and
on
pinks.
It. And pink, yes.
And purples.
I sort of get the feeling purple. That Cynthia would probably have something textured. You'd like a nice texture to sit down on, wouldn't you?
As long as it was nude colour, I'd be fine.
It might tickle.
I might tickle. Whoa. When are we going?
Not sure what it would tickle.
Well, you
tickle your fancy, darling.
None of you have actually said you've had any practical experience, but would you, now we've had a little bit of a chat, would you consider going to a nudist group just to have a try?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As long as the others do. But I will. I'll join in.
Yeah.
As long as that. So you'd find it better if you went as a group.
I think so.
Myself and Nesta, we might, we'll see if we'll have a chat together as men, you know, in a little room back there, and we'll decide whether or not we're going to come with you.
Oh, right.
Actually, I think Lynn's hair would be a good distraction.
Absolutely.
It'll take people's vision well, they to their head.
They would
maybe
look
not
me
the
in
lowered
the,
area.
They'd look me in the head, wouldn't they? They wouldn't look elsewhere.
I might even do the same, Lynn.
They wouldn't want to look at me.
That's interesting. Because you've said that possibly you would try give it a go. Looking on the website, I'm going into the frequently asked questions and having a look at some of the things that you would need to know before attending a nudist group. One of the things is, I don't know if I can say that one. What if I see somebody I know? Apparently the correct etiquette is just to say, g'day.
You'd have to. They're probably thinking the same thing. What else are you doing here?
G'day.
Yes. What else could you do?
Flo, this is relevant for you. If I'm talking to a nude person, where do I look? Where do you think you look? What do you think the correct etiquette is?
Oh, straight in the eyes. I always look at people's eyes when I talk to them anyway, so.
In actual fact, it does say, look them in the eye. What would you normally do?
Hmm.
Some of you might have to walk around with one of those little signs hanging around your chest that says, my eyes are up here, just to give the men a bit of an idea where your eyes actually are.
Oh, I could put it across my chest, but I'd have a great big one.
Full length.
I tend to, quite a bit, go and hug people I know. I don't think I would do that in a nudist colony.
Well, you get a bit closer.
Lynn, where do I keep my mobile phone, keys and cash? So most nudists use a lightweight shoulder bag or similar.
I'd have to have one of those because I have to carry my phone.
Long straps that you could swing around.
Yeah.
Do you think people would actually get bigger bags than they actually need to cover certain areas? And then you're not actually a nudist, really, are you?
No,
you're just somebody with no clothes on.
Sounds a great idea.
Covering yourself with a huge bag.
Bag and my big sign at the top saying, my eyes are up there.
You can have two bags in the right places and give you a little bit of a lift, you know.
Oh, yes.
One there and one there and you'll be right.
I think they might have some rules about that.
Would they?
I think so.
Well, they don't use the right ones.
We'll try this one because this is on the frequently asked questions page. Mm. Not sure what we should do. I'll need to check with the lawyers again. Can I say this? Okay, they said give it a go. One of the questions on the frequently asked questions page, what if I get an erection?
Well,
do you
think
the correct nudist
etiquette
is?
I haven't got that problem.
Probably they're talking about somebody that's come with you, somebody that you don't know, a sound engineer, you never know.
I'd hang the bag on him.
You'd hang your bag on it. That's
lucky
not actually
you.
What the correct answer is, according to the etiquette. It does say it's highly unlikely to happen. Nudism is not sexual. But if it does happen, there are things you can do, such as covering yourself with your towel or crossing your legs.
That would bring tears to your eyes.
Are they talking about the man or the woman? Who's the crossing their legs?
Probably both.
Simply averting your gaze and concentrating on other things such as the sky, the grass, or the tree will help. I think, once again, that's what the man's supposed to do.
I think so.
I'm not sure if you gazing at a tree will help the man.
Oh.
That's gone quiet.
Yeah.
We were imagining help.
You could. You'd just divert their attention.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably sort of outdone this topic now, so we're going to sort of sum up. If you were given the choice, if I suddenly said you've won a prize, you've won a $500 guest pass to Tindo Nudist Club and you have to go tomorrow, would you go, Lynn?
All this talk about nudism, I think I probably would, as long as it was warm. If it was cold, there's no way.
Cynthia?
Yes, I definitely would. It'd have to be a bit cool, though, because I sunburn very easy and mine boggles where you could have to put sunscreen and everything. But, yeah, definitely would.
Flo?
I would definitely go too.
Good.
Rose?
I think $500.
$500 voucher. It's quite expensive.
Well, if you three will go, I'll go.
Right, we're all in then.
We're all in.
We might have a subsequent episode of Be Bold where we discuss what happened. We can bring pictures in. We can have a bit of
I had my phone to take photos.
Selfies. I want plenty of selfies. Not sure if we can put them up on the website. I'd like to thank you all for coming in and say that once again I've been entertained, educated and amazed at the versatile panoply of wisdom from my panel of guests. I feel a wave of over 300 years combined experience and insight has just washed over me and I'm basking in its afterglow. Or maybe it's just the coffee I had for breakfast. Please listen out for our next episode where we hope to be discussing sex over 65, providing our lawyers are able to get the appropriate clearances. So that's all for today. I'd like to leave you all with a quote from world-renowned director, choreographer and actor Sir Robert Helpman, who said after watching a performance of O Calcutta, The trouble with nude dancing is that not everything stops when the music stops. Thank you and goodbye.
Oh, very dear.
B_old was conceived and produced by Vintage Creative Therapies. Recorded at the Fish Shop Studio, Rosewater, South Australia. Open and closing music, Android Sock Hop by Kevin MacLeod, incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. www.creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.